What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, June 30th, 2017. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. And we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. Mike is in our control room right now. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Tomorrow's the last day of the month of June, and of course, next Tuesday's Independence Day. Tomorrow's also Canada Day, their Independence Day, so good for you Canadians. Getting right on into it here, the current big news story right now, there's been a multiple shooting at the Bronx Lebanon Hospital in New York City, and apparently a former employee simply walked into the hospital wearing a white doctor's coat under which he had some kind of a long gun. They're saying he used a rifle and he shot three people. It's now being reported that he himself is dead. We don't know the circumstances of that, but that's where that story is going on. And that, is, of course, the big focus of the corporate media right now. Getting on into domestic politics, Susan Rice has finally agreed to testify before the House Intelligence Panel on the Russian meddling, but only in closed session. And I think they're getting very, very concerned that when they testify in open session, it becomes an instant YouTube video, and everybody who's paying attention to what's going on starts pulling it apart and saying, well, this is a misstatement because back here they said something completely different, and they're getting very, very nervous about that. Now, in public, Susan Rice is actually blaming race and gender for the scandal over this unmasking issue. She did an interview with New York Magazine, and they said, why do you think you're a target in the investigation? And she played the race card and the gender card. True liberal fashion, never accepting responsibility for one's actions. Oh, it's the racists, it's the sexists, it's whatever. No sense of personal responsibility whatsoever there. Now, interesting little article came out of Zero Hedge. As you know, Congress is getting ready to go on their 4th of July recess. And the article is basically saying the main reason Congress is getting so little done, they get 218 days off in the year 2017. And this is meant to be a chastisement that they seem to spend most of their time out on vacations or fact-finding trips and the rest of it. And obviously, they're supposed to be spending some time in their home district. But I sort of lean the other way. I mean, considering just what Congress has done, maybe we should give them 365 days off every year. I think that would be a lot less damaging for the U.S. And its economy and our lifestyles here, because they sure as heck don't seem to be working for us all that much here. Now, as you know, there's been this dropping of hints by a friend of James Comey. There's going to be a new smoking gun story that is going to be a bombshell about this whole Russiagate hacking situation. And it was delayed, and finally came on out, and it turned out to be, to use a quote from one of CNN's own people, a big nothing burger. And so the story is actually about a longtime Republican opposition researcher, 81-year-old Peter Smith, who was apparently concerned about Hillary Clinton's missing 30,000 emails, which the FBI says have gone missing. They don't know where they are. They ought to ask the NSA, right? If the NSA is doing their job, they've got them. And so this Peter Smith basically went out to chat rooms frequented by hackers looking for somebody who might be able to help track down where these 30,000 emails went. And that is this bombshell story. And there's really nothing there. A lot of people would like to see those 30,000 emails. So, a lot of people are looking at what's going on with CNN, the New York Times, all of the corporate media dishing out this Russiagate story, and they're obsessed with it. Somebody actually did a study and said that ever since Mueller was appointed this special counsel, the corporate media has actually devoted half of their on-air time talking about Russiagate, Russia Link, Russia bad, Russia this, all this stuff. They're obsessed with it. And so there's this article that came out over in 21st Century Wire asking if this is a Mockingbird redux. And the reality is, Mockingbird never went away. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Mockingbird is a long-running CIA operation. It actually began shortly after the end of World War II when the United States was studying just how Nazi Germany was able to manipulate their public. And, of course, they did it by taking control of their media covertly, and the CIA decided they were going to do the same thing, and that was Operation Mockingbird, where they set out to control all of the corporate media by making sure that CIA assets were in those top management positions. And it actually, before the age of the Internet and the independent media, didn't really take all that many people. We're going to do a shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And I'll give you one example of exactly how they controlled the news. And this goes back to that article, The Crimes of MENA, by Sally Denton and Roger Morris, which was written based on documents recovered from slain CIA drug pilot Barry Seal. And if you saw that recent History Channel presentation on America's War of Drugs, they confirm in the program Barry Seal was a drug smuggler, and he worked for the Central Intelligence Agency. So Sally Denton and Roger Morris had acquired some of his documents, and based on those documents, they had written a story about the government-sanctioned gun and drug running, running out of Arkansas under then-Governor Bill Clinton and focusing on that airport at MENA, Arkansas. And they were working for the Washington Post at the time, so they took the story to the Washington Post. The Washington Post's own lawyers fact-checked it and cleared it for publication. Washington Post's own lawyers said, yeah, the story is solid, we can't get sued, they're telling the truth on here, and the story was killed by then-Washington Post managing editor Bob Kaiser, who was a fellow Skull and Bones alumni with George Bush. And if you have been studying the close relationship between Skull and Bones and CIA, which is even dramatized in the film The Good Shepherd, this is how they control the media. The people at the top say, you will run this story, you will not run this story. And as I said before, according to this article came on out about this study that was done on the corporate media, and ever since Robert Mueller was appointed, the corporate media is literally devoting half their airtime on the Russia story or some form of Russia bashing or Russia hacked the DNC. It is a hard sell, the hardest of sells. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Kyle in Pennsylvania, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, we need to look at who's bringing us the media. You have Anderson Cooper Vanderbilt of the Vanderbilt family. You've got Chris Cuomo, who the Cuomos are about as corrupt as a political family get. Mika Brzezinski, daughter of Zbigniew Brzezinski, however pronounce his name. Joe Scarborough, who had a dead intern found in his congressional office. Rory Klostidis, I believe her name was. These people are... I mean, they are the power structure. If they're too stupid to go into politics, they go into the media. And it's set up, the corporate media is set up as a pyramid scheme where network news, cable news, all the way down to the blogs, all the way down to the corporate website, they all want to get on the TV, which is what that guy from the Playboy was doing the other day. All he wanted was to get on his pat on the head from Chris Matthews to say, you did a good job. These people, it is absolutely, if it's not Mockingbird in action, it's Mockingbird in theory. And it's still being practiced. And it's the way that the corporate media is set up.
Well, again, you need to understand, Mockingbird is a big part of the problem. But then you have the corporate ownership of the media. They're owned by these large conglomerates who are pushing their agenda. Then you have influence from countries like Israel. And so there are multiple overlapping forms of control. But the net result is the corporate media exists, as Mika Brzezinski herself admitted last February, to control what you're thinking. And that's what it's set up to do. And they hire people like Cuomo and Anderson Cooper and the rest of it because they are willing to make that deal. I will lie sincerely to the American people in exchange for a really, really big paycheck. And these are people with no morals or ethics, and they're willing to do that deal. They don't feel guilty about it at all. And that's why they get these jobs.
Well, and I don't know if I heard it on your show or not, but Brian Seltzer, the CNN host, lives in an apartment in New York City where the rent is $8,500 a month. Now, this man goes on a rant trying to tell you, the public, how he's the victim, how he's been assaulted by the president. Anybody who's living in an $85,000 home, or apartment, rather, you do not get, you've negotiated your way out of being a victim. It's impossible. You step into the ring, you put yourself. And that's why, truly, they hate the alternative media, and they don't like Trump, because they go counter to that narrative. And they show them the cracks, and they show them the illogical factors in it. So You're absolutely right. They're telling a story. They're not reporting the news.
Absolutely. Well, that's their job. As far as living in an apartment with an $8,500 a month rent and still saying he's a victim, that is a common feature of liberals, where no matter how rich they are, no matter how powerful, they can still play that victim card. Look at Hillary Clinton during the campaign. All last year, she was playing the victim, the sexist card, over and over. I'm a victim of the evil male patriarchy. And you're right. People look at that. They look at the millions and millions of dollars the Clintons have accrued over the years, and they look and say, how can you even think that you're a victim? But to liberals, yeah, victimhood is part of that whole persona of being a liberal. I'm victimized by somebody. I'm not responsible for my own actions. I'm not responsible for the bad things I've done. I'm being victimized by the Republicans. I'm being victimized by the men. I'm being victimized by the racists and so forth and so on.
They're the same thing Victorians. They used to have those sofas back in the 19th century where women, when they were overwhelmed, could faint on them. And it was all an act. It was all meant to be like, oh, look at me, I'm so... And that's who these people are. They can sit there and they can spew.
That's exactly right. You're exactly right there. Quick question. Quick question. How old is the small person I'm hearing in the background?
She will be 1 year next month.
Oh, well, congratulations and a premature happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Yeah, every Friday we get to spend the day together, so it's one of my greatest... One of my greatest stories in life.
All right. Well, you give her an extra hug and kiss from me, and we're going to let you go and switch over to Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, it was the comment you made about all the time off for the politicians. It's clearly we need to return back to the statesmen who definitely worked for the people, and the politicians are definitely working for the corporations. And then it reminded me of a comment a while back where Nancy Pelosi talked about Obamacare, that will pass the bill and then we'll read it. And it seems like they have plenty of time on their hand to actually read these bills, and they don't. And just that comment alone, we'll pass it and then we'll read it, is amazing. If they have this much time on their hands, they should be reading all these bills.
Well, they should be, and unfortunately the bills can be very, very large, and that's why they're supposed to have congressional aides to read and summarize. But what Nancy Pelosi actually said was, we have to pass it before we can read it. And it was an absurd thing to say, but she was out there saying, we actually can't tell you what's in there until after it's passed. And that is utterly absurd. And again, with the impending July 4th Independence Day holiday, you need to remember that when this country was started, only a few of the very top positions were full-time jobs, like the president and the vice president and a few other of those. Members of Congress, it was a part-time honorary position. And back then, these were people who had their own jobs, their own careers, their own businesses, they served in the Congress. They didn't make a lot of money off of it. It was considered a civic duty and an honor to do it. And this nation was never supposed to have a permanent ruling class of hereditary leaders like the Bushes and the Clintons.
Right. So, Michael, when did the actual terminology change from statesman to politician? When did that actually happen?
It's changing all the time. It all depends on whether you agree with the person or you disagree with them. If you agree with them, they're being a statesman. And if you don't agree with them, they're just being a politician.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Yeah, we're going to be spending most of Tuesday's show talking about the early history of our country, what a wonderful nation it was, what it was designed to be, and how sadly it has all been taken away from us. Now, James O'Keefe is out with a new video. Apparently, they got a whole bunch of these lined up, and CNN is not happy about it. Apparently, the producer of New Day, a guy by the name of Jimmy Carr, was caught on tape, first of all, saying that he thinks Trump is absolutely crazy, and I can't use the specific language that he used, or the FCC is going to pull the licenses on our on-air affiliates, and then goes on to say, Jimmy Carr at CNN goes on to say, the voters are stupid as fill-in-the-blank for having voted for Trump. In other words, the Hillaryites, the liberals, are out there solving their loss by saying, well, the only reason Hillary Clinton lost was the American voters are all stupid. No, the reason Hillary Clinton lost is because the American voters aren't as stupid as you were hoping they were going to be. But again, just hear this arrogance and disdain where CNN's people have a vastly inflated image of themselves and their place in society. But again, go back to last February when Mika Brzezinski over on MSNBC came right out and said, the job of the corporate media is to control what people think. And they actually believe it. That's what they're paid to do, and that's what they're trying to do. And that's why they're in a panic right now, because they're losing that control. And when they lose that control, those fat paychecks are going to go away. Now, Roger Stone came out with an interesting little piece of clarification, saying that Donald Trump isn't declaring war on journalism, which is what all the corporate media is saying. Donald Trump's declaring war on journalism. No, he's declaring war on bad journalism. And there is a difference, because what we're seeing with all these revelations coming on out, where yesterday the New York Times actually finally retracted that story claiming that all 17 U.S. intelligence agencies agreed Russia hacked the election. And the New York Times finally had to take it back. And when you're seeing that kind of behavior, yeah, that's bad journalism. I mean, when I took journalism in college, the idea that you put out a false or misleading story, that was considered bad journalism. And it should be attacked, because the purpose of the media is to keep the public fully informed so that they can make good choices. And, of course, that's now all been hijacked away from that to controlling what you think. And, again, we have Mika Brzezinski admitting it, actually on the air. Our job is to control what you think. So that's why the independent media is doing very well. Now, media analyst Michael William LeBron was on Russia Today comparing CNN to professional wrestling. They say it's a lot of action and it's very pretty to watch, but you all know it's ultimately all fake. And he's right. And they've been doing it all along. The difference is now the American people are skeptical. They're learning to trust their own analytical abilities to think things through and see the obvious flaws in the propaganda. They're learning how to look for the piece that should be there and isn't. And that is a very important tool to find out if you are being lied to. We'll be right back after these few words. we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the corporate media, and Nigel Farage is out there saying, now that we have CNN begging us not to call them fake news, it's clear we've hit a nerve. And yes, we have. And the reason the corporate media are in a panic is not that they have been caught in a bunch of lies recently. It's that they know in their heart of hearts they have been lying all along. And they are worried it is all going to unravel, and the American people are really going to see what the corporate media is about. And again, what Mika Brzezinski said, the job of the corporate media is to control what you think. Mind control, controlling the brain by controlling what it knows. Only giving you the information that will lead you to decide of your own free will what the government wants you to do. Oh, we have to go to war. There's no other choice. There's no other option out there. Blah, 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 blah. But it has been going all along. I want to share a couple of interesting quotes with you. Richard Salent, the former president of CBS News, and we're going back a ways, but he actually one time said, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. And very famous quote. This is from a gentleman named John Swinton. This is all the way back to 1880, which tells you how long they've been doing this. And he was giving a speech before the New York Press Club in 1880. He basically came on out and he said, "There is no such thing at this date of the world's history as an independent press. You know it, and I know it. There is not one of you who dares to write your honest opinions, and if you did, you know beforehand that it would never appear in print. I am paid weekly for keeping my honest opinions out of the paper I'm connected with. Others of you are paid similar salaries for similar things, and any of you who would be so foolish as to write honest opinions would be out on the streets looking for another job. If I allowed my honest opinions to appear in one issue of my paper, before 24 hours, my occupation would be gone. The business of the journalist is to destroy the truth, to lie outright, to pervert, to vilify, to fawn at the feet of mammon, and to sell the country for his daily bread. You know it, and I know it. And what folly is this toasting an independent press? We are the tools and vassals of the rich men behind the scenes. We are the jumping jacks. They pulled the strings, and we dance. Our talents, our possibilities, and our lives are all the property of other men. We are intellectual prostitutes," end quote. This is back in 1880 when they're admitting this. And you look back through history and you see all of these huge scandals, like the Food Lion scandal. The time that NBC rigged a truck to explode. To basically harm their sales on behalf of another advertiser. There was the time that over at ABC, John Stossel, this was back in 2000, they ran a story claiming that food sold at organic and health food stores were no more safe to eat than conventional supermarkets. And, of course, this was being done to help the conventional supermarkets, who even back then viewed health food stores and organic produce as a threat to their profitability. They've been doing it all along. They know it. And now they're worried the American people are beginning to realize that's what's been going on. I look back on Edward R. Murrow, who serves as an inspiration for many of us in the independent media. And there was a wonderful movie about his life and his struggles against McCarthy called Good Luck and Good Night, which was his signature sign-off line. And they talk about a speech that he gave talking about the future of television and the necessity to maintain television as an honest reporter of current events. And there was a final quote in there that, if you haven't memorized it, you should, because it applies to the age of computers as well as to TV. "This instrument can teach. It can illuminate, yes, and it can even inspire. But it can do so only to the extent that humans are determined to use it to those ends. Otherwise, it is merely wires and lights in a box. There is a great and perhaps decisive battle to be fought against ignorance, intolerance, and indifference." We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95.
Bill's Cognition Plus is truly smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath, head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
But this country is coming to, I sure would like to know, if they don't do,
update on this shooting at the hospital in New York. Apparently, there are two dead, one of them being the shooter himself, who is being reported took his own life. And it turns out he wasn't a fake doctor. He was a real doctor, and he was fired from the hospital. And this is what a shame that nobody in that hospital had a gun to shoot back at this guy with. That's all I can say. All righty. Now, a caller earlier in the show today mentioned this, but we're going to go through it in a little more detail. Back in 2010, the founder of Daily Kos, Marcos Mulitzas, the founder of Daily Kos, was a regular guest on MSNBC, liberal blogger, liberal network. And so he was there all the time and swapping insults about the Republicans with Keith Olbermann or whoever. Then all of a sudden in 2010, July, he found himself blacklisted And apparently what got him kicked off MSNBC was that he mentioned on Twitter the strange, sad story of Lori Klausutis, the intern who was found dead in Joe Scarborough's office when Morning Joe was still a Republican congressman. Boy, a lot of bad things happen to those interns in Washington, D.C., don't they? Look at all the Bill Clinton interns who wound up dead under strange circumstances. Now, over at the New York Slimes, apparently the editors and reporters have gone on a walkout. And their concern, of course, is the major and ongoing staff reductions, because the New York Times is losing readership, both the paper edition and their online. And I think complicating that is the fact that a lot of these corporate media outlets were caught about a month and a half ago using Chinese click bots to artificially inflate the views on their page. And I can't imagine the advertisers sitting still for that. So that's going to put further economic pressure. We know that the New York Times has actually reduced their space in their own building, and they're turning the extra floors into rental properties. So they are in trouble, and they're caught between the rock and the hard place, and now the editors and reporters are walking out and saying, you can't fire any more of us. Yeah, the New York Times goes out of business. They sure can. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Don in Iowa, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yeah, you were talking about the press is going down the tubes. They're panicking. They don't know what's going on and everything. But Trump, what I was wondering is who's actually, is Trump in control or is somebody else in control of him? Because here's the way it looks to me. It looks like he'll get on his Twitter account sometime early in the morning or whenever he does it, and that's when he kind of cuts loose. But he doesn't have to do that. He could let the press know exactly what he thinks about him by just totally fake news like CNN. He could just say, you're fake news. You will not be allowed in the press room. He can
do
that. I mean, he's the president.
He actually called him fake news during one of his speeches just yesterday. And they've already moved most of these corporate media outlets to the back of the room, which is a horrible, horrible insult. And those front rows, they belong to us. They're our hereditary right and so forth and so on. But, you know, Trump, I think, is trying to weigh just how much influence corporate media still has versus the rising independent media. And we're definitely coming to a watershed moment where there's going to be a crossover. And it's very, very close, and you can smell the panic in the corporate media offices that the American people don't trust them anymore. The American people are very skeptical. We're not the innocent, naive people we were back during the first Cold War, where we just believed whatever the corporate media told us. I mean, it took something like 30 years. It took 30 years before we reached a point of half the American people knowing that the Warren Report on the assassination of John F. Kennedy was a fiction. But today, in the era of the independent media, the life expectancy of a government lie can be clocked with an egg timer, which we saw with the claims that Assad is gassing his own people. So they're in a panic. The government and the corporate media have gotten by with lies, fraud, and deception for so long, they don't really know any other way to run the government. And so having taken away their ability to lie with impunity, they're feeling they're in serious, serious trouble. And, of course, it's not their fault for having been lying in the first place. It's the fault of us American people for not listening to them anymore.
It's not only the fact that they're lying and people don't believe them, but then because of that, they're also going out of business like you're talking about. They're going bankrupt because, for one thing, people don't actually buy newspapers anymore. And fewer people all the time are actually watching TV. You know? The young kids, they don't watch TV anymore, do they?
They do more of the streaming stuff, and they get the stuff off of YouTube. But you're right. Many of the big newspapers have already suspended their paper editions. Some magazines have done that, and they're trying to exist in the online world only. But they're still not doing well because people don't want to be lied at.
There's no reason for to turn on your computer and then New York Times is nothing anymore. What it is just a another website, and actually it's a hard website to deal with because they want you to register and this and that and everything, and it's all lies too, So
yeah,
they're just competing
they want you to actually pay for them to lie to you, and a lot of the newspapers that have tried the paywall approach, it has not worked out for them very well. Getting back to your original point, who's calling the shots in the White House? The pattern that I am seeing is that Donald Trump is being obviously intentionally distracted with the swamp trying to attack him with Russiagate and all this other nonsense talk about impeachment, although that is clearly starting to fall flat on its face. The other part of it is that I'm very concerned that Trump chose some very bad advisors. He kept too many of the holdovers from the Obama administration, and they are potentially lying to him in their briefings to him. They're giving him fake news, false information, to get him to go along with the war agenda. Nothing new there. They did the same thing to McNamara and John F. Kennedy. We have McMaster's out there saying, yeah, they're fudging the intel reports. Harry Reid was out there saying, we're just going to feed Donald Trump whatever information that will make him do what we want him to do. I think there needs to be much more shakeup of the staff at the White House. And it may be happening because we're getting word now that it's descended to shouting matches inside the White House. And according to this article that came out of the Express in Great Britain, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson apparently lost his temper at a senior White House aide over staffing issues, meaning that it looks to me like they're trying to change the staff. They're trying to get rid of the Obama holdovers. They're trying to bring in people who are from outside the Beltway and not corrupted by this narcocracy. And they need to do it as quickly as possible. And as far as all this other thing about Russiagate and the rest of it, Trump needs to regain the initiative. He's been playing rope-a-dope for all these months. It's not working. He's got to go on the offensive. Now, he promised the American people he was going to put some of these high-level criminals in jail. The American people need to see that. Not just investigation. They can go through. We're investigating. We're investigating. Yeah, investigation doesn't mean anything if nobody is charged or prosecuted. James Comey illustrated that with Hillary Clinton. He went down the list of felony violations of Title 18 she committed and then said, we're not going to recommend any charges. The American people need to see some of these people actually go to jail if they're going to retain any respect at all for this central federal government.
The number one chant at all his rallies was lock her up, lock her up. That's what people wanted to see. They expected to see it. It never did happen.
We demand to see it. We demand to see it.
Yeah, I would like to demand it, but who am I going to demand? I talked to my congressman here in Iowa. I went in there and told him, there's about four people there waiting in line in this little town to talk to him. Mm-hmm. I went in and I said, I told him about Seth Rich, and he's a pretty nice guy, but I don't think he's just a first-year congressman. He's not going to try to make waves or anything like that.
No.
But as far as the Susan Rice is going to closed session, now, okay, she wants to, but Roger Stone wants open session, and they won't let him.
I agree.
It has to be they told him it has to be closed session. That's ridiculous.
Well,
it must be open session.
The reason they're going to all these closed sessions right now is because of the previous embarrassments where they were, all these people who were out there in the media, oh, yes, there's tons of evidence that Russia was doing this and Russia doing that. Once they get under oath, what actually comes out is there really isn't any evidence. It's just kind of a guess on our part. And it's been embarrassment after embarrassment after embarrassment. And I think that's why they're going to these closed sessions, so they can go on publicly saying one thing and have the media echo it. And what they testify to under oath is not available to contradict what they're putting on out there.
Shouldn't they let Roger Stone be in open session if he wants to? They won't even let him.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they're concerned what he's going to say.
Right. He'll call the whole thing, turn the whole thing. I mean, he'll let people know what's going on. They don't want that. So, anyway, yeah, that's what I had to say. And I hope things do change because Trump, I think himself, maybe his daughter also has something to do with it, too. His daughter and son-in-law are trying to, they don't want him to get killed.
Well, Jared Kushner, there does seem to be something there. Whether or not Trump knew it was going on or not, I don't know. But if you look at Jared Kushner's history, he's a guy who just has had epic failures with the businesses that he's run, and still somehow he's always able to find another bank to loan him money. So something is going on. He may be claiming he can influence the president. But again, whether Trump actually knows about this or is going to go along with it is another matter entirely. But of course, Hillary and the liberals and the Democrats, they don't care about Jared Kushner. They want to get Trump out. They want to get their war agenda moving forward. Don, we're going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. And, of course, adding to the problems over at the New York Times, Sarah Palin has slapped him with a defamation lawsuit. And they're talking a lot of money, and it's over this article they ran in the aftermath of the Steve Scalise shooting that implied a link with the shooting of Gabby Giffords and somehow tied Palin into it. And it's a clear case of defamation, and the New York Times lawyers have probably told management, we're going to have to settle out of court. If this goes to court, she's going to win. And so that's another reason why they're probably talking about letting more of the staff go, is they're having to prepare for this huge financial hit they're going to take. All right, we're going to go over to the war zones here. A lot of stuff going on, not being real reported. Now, a joint United Nations OPCW investigation team has concluded that the April 5th attack in Syria did use sarin. And, of course, immediately everybody is out there saying, Assad, 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 we've got to go to war at Assad. Boris Johnson is saying we have to have immediate action against Assad. The only problem is the United Nations OPCW did not apportion blame. They did not say who did it. And we know in the past it's been the rebels. Now, the Russian Foreign Ministry is saying they do not have a high degree of confidence in this report by the OPCW because it doesn't appear to be a direct investigation, but relying on information provided by a third party in the region with a known political bias against Syria. Three guesses who that is. Now, remember, a while back was being reported over in InfoWars that these chemical attacks were being carried out in part by the White Helmets. And who has been funding the White Helmets, at least in part? George Soros. Remember, the White Helmets were there to film the aftermath of the attack. How did they know? Ever stop to think about that? So, anyway. Syrian government is advancing against ISIS. It's basically all good news. Left to themselves, Syria is going to get this matter taken care of, which is why the United States is desperate to get on in there and find a reason to stay, find a reason to escalate. And now we're getting this report that is coming out of Fars News. Terrorists in Syria plan chemical weapons provocation in Daraa province. And this is originally sourced out of Sputnik. Terrorists will blow up multiple ammunition-filled barrels with poisoning material in one of the regions in Daraa province. And the provocation will be carried out along the situation in Idlib. It's a botched English translation I'm going from here. Basically saying they trust the source. And, of course, when the terrorists do this, it will be blamed on Bashar al-Assad. Now, remember what I said before about the corporate media being in trouble because people are starting to think about the stories that are being fed. And this is a perfect example of how that works. So for a moment, we're hearing about Assad gases people, Assad gases people, Assad gases people. So for a moment, let's just set aside the lies about Saddam's nuclear weapons. Let's set aside the fact that the U.S. was caught trying to frame Assad for gassing his own people in 2013 and 2014 and how those hoaxes were exposed. Forget that Assad has surrendered all of his chemical weapons, that deal brokered by Russia, confirmed by both the UN and the Pentagon, and just ask yourself these questions. Why would Assad, on the verge of winning the war and gaining support from the rest of the world, use chemical weapons knowing it would open the door to the invasion the neocon war hawks want? And if Assad were dumb enough to use chemical weapons, why use them on civilians instead of the enemy? The storage, what is his motive? What does he gain? Look for what should be there and isn't. It's just more lies. And again, it's because we have a government and a corporate media that don't know any other way than to lie to get what they want. They're trapped by their own methodology, their own history. We'll be back after these few words. We've got a caller waiting on the line. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay. pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And hello, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before I take this next phone call, Representative Sheila Jackson Lee is on the air on Fox News right now, calling on President Trump to resign or be removed under the 25th Amendment. And she's flipping back and forth between saying that he is functionally incompetent because he's not doing what she thinks he should be doing. And then going back and saying he's very unhappy with the position and 25th Amendment. So I don't know if it's just a grab for media attention, but again, this is not a positive image of our government to be sending the rest of the world when you're getting ready to make war on them. If this government is going to be stupid enough to start a new world war, they better start presenting a unified front and stop all this factionalism, because it's going to make us look weak. And that could lead to a potential enemy doing something very reckless and dangerous. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Mike in Alaska, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I was wondering, have you read that Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki?
No, I have not.
Okay. It's a pretty good book. It's just a basic business 101. And the reason I bring him up is he's pretty good friends with Trump. In fact, he's the only author that's co-authored anything with Trump, and they've done it, I think, two or three times. Mm-hmm. And he appeared over on InfoWars. If you go over their channel, there's a video of him being interviewed by that Miley Weaver, I think her name is, the Info.
Yes.
InfoWars reporter. And there's one part in his book where he talks about being a Marine helicopter pilot in the Vietnam era, mm-hmm. and going into some sort of gold shop or someplace in North Vietnam where he inquires about the price of gold, and he thought that there would be some sort of arbitrage value given the circumstances, and he finds out that whatever the price of gold was at that time in the U.S. was the same price it was in Vietnam. Mm. And I always found that to be, having been to Vietnam, I always found that story to be a bit strange, because it's like, okay, you know, given the circumstances, you're just walking into Vietnamese gold shops and, you know, it just seemed a bit strange. Well, he tells this reporter on this interview that's on their channel today that the real reason he was flying around up there in this Marine helicopter was he had been contacted by some special folks to move some special products.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found that to be, it hit me like a brick wall, because I had read the book, it being a very good business book, I can recommend it, honestly. But thinking, okay, like, when I'm in Thailand, when I'm in Vietnam, there's a lot of gold shops. They're everywhere, every corner. Asians love to, you know, for weddings and storage of value. And he's a big gold money guy. So he says, this is when I realized gold is real money.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, okay, that all makes sense, but it's a strange time to have that experience. Well, now we know why he was really dealing with gold in that part of the world.
Yeah, we do. Crazy. We do. Going to have to let you go. Got to take a break for station identification. Back with hour number two after these few words.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.